Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 1 through 12. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure you use it, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," when there is a log in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Or which of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Willie Little, Mission of Christ Lutheran Church, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
But the text of my message is based on the book of Matthew 7, 1-12. The title of our message, Stand in Mercy. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Father, we, your humble servants, have gathered to the throne of grace and the righteousness of your Son, Jesus Christ, and employ to hear our prayer. Father, we worship you in spirit and in truth. Send your Holy Spirit to open our hearts and minds, receive your word. As we reflect, meditate, and listen to your word, may the power of your Son, Jesus, be manifest in our midst. And may the words of our mouth and meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Redeemer. Amen. In the Gospel of Matthew 7, 1-12, Jesus teaches regarding God's love, mercy, and compassion for us as his children by faith, focusing on falsely judging others while reflecting on God's relationship with us, our relationship with one another and others around us, as revealed in the gospel promise of forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation in Christ Jesus, who humbled himself on Calvary's cross in obedience to the Father for our sins, the sins of the whole world, which is captured beautifully by the prophet Jeremiah in the book of Lamentation as he writes, "Stand in mercy." And the Apostle Paul would add, in the promise of grace for Christ's sake through faith, as humble servants, in surrender to God's divine will, in obedience to Christ, having been called to faith by the Holy Spirit through the proclamation of the gospel, experienced the birth of faith, being baptized in Christ's death and resurrection to new life, and received the promised gift of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, praise God, we have great confidence that it is through the Spirit of the Lord that we stand in mercy as humble servants in the promise of grace for Christ's sake through faith. And brothers and sisters in Christ, we stand in mercy as humble servants in a time of world history where so many, many people are severely challenged in so many, many different ways, including falsely judging others, as Jesus discusses and teaches in Matthew 7. But above all, there are so many, many people in our world today who must need know who Jesus is and experience the often transforming, life-changing power of his God's love and forgiveness in Christ. Our brothers and sisters in Christ, the church's strength is in this gospel promise, which is grounded in faith and strengthened and sustained by the Holy Spirit through the means of grace at his word and sacrament, through which, as a redeemed in Christ, we are privileged to worship the Father in spirit and in truth. To study God's word and to grow in grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ as our Savior, we're privileged to serve God by serving others, fellowship with one another, and bear witness to Christ Jesus by making it clear for all to hear that Christ redeemed us with his blood. Not because of our word that his holiness, righteousness, deeds, or works, but by his grace and mercy and of his great love for us, freed us through rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, we poured out on each one of us at baptism, so that we may enjoy the good things of fellowship with God and with one another in the holiness of his sanctuary, and that we may become heirs, having the hope of glory that is in him who loved us and has freed us from our sin by his blood, to be a kingdom of priests that serve his God and Father, to whom we glory, to whom we glory, to whom we glory, forever and ever. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we stand in mercy before your throne of grace in awe and wonder, and praise you for your grace and mercy in Christ Jesus. Father, we implore you accept our thanks for your love, which reached down from heaven and gives us salvation in your Son Jesus. And we beg you, send us your Holy Spirit, that he might teach us how to pray, and may he grant us grace and firm faith in Christ Jesus as our Savior. Father, we implore you, enable us to forgive as we have been forgiven, and continue to bless us with your divine providence. We pray this in the name and strength of him who is able, even Christ Jesus, our Lord and Redeemer. Amen. And now may the peace of God, passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, the life everlasting. Amen.
We thank Pastor Willie Little for today's meditation on God's Word.